a huge change, but one I'm totally thrilled to make. Like, I can't wait until we're in the same place. I'm excited for all the little moments, like our element in the morning, dinner after work, you know, all the things that we've missed with the distance that have been so hard. But like the normal things that you take for granted.
Yeah, I'm like, I just want normal life.
Like the basic things, like having one of your gluten-free muffins. Like, why can't I have one?
Sapphics and allies, you're listening to Queer Women Rising. That's women with an X, because we are inclusive here. When we hear the stories of queer women who have gone before us, we see evidence that there's nothing we can't do. And yes, we can too. It's time for you to level up in life, in love, and step into your most authentic, abundant reality. You won't be the same after this episode. It's your turn to let go of good for greatness.
Your best life is now loading.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise.
Let's rise. I am waking up the happiest lesbian this morning. I'm literally breaking out my journal to read it to you. December 18th, 2024. The first line reads, I'm actually living my dream life. And I say that so cheesy, but for real, I truly feel I'm actually living my dream life. I've never had this much peace and joy in every area of my life, not just in my relationship, but also in my family, in my home life, in every area. And it's taken so long to get here. And if you're queer, then you probably know what it feels like to have felt like there's been things in life that have just been more of a struggle. And to finally feel like you're where you're exactly where you're meant to be is the best feeling in the world. This morning, I woke up in my housewife era, which I'm joking. I would never actually do that. Like, housewife era to go run a business, but woke up and made the most delicious banana nut muffins, gluten-free, of course, because if you are queer, you know you have gut issues. It's just a thing. And my future wife is about to move here. I cannot wait. We're not giving it an exact day because she's going to come as soon as she can after Christmas. But before the new year or on the new year, she will be here and I cannot wait. So I am truly living the dream life, and I want to call her up and have a little pre-lesbian U-Haul moving in conversation and share that with you all. If you are listening on the podcast, what's up? If you ever want to hear these conversations live, you want to join me on Instagram, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesdays, where I go live with different incredible queer women from around the world and talk about all the love. Today's love story is mine, and I'm so excited about that. Okay, so let's call up my girlfriend.
Hello.
Hello.
I miss you so much. It's only been a week of being apart, and I miss you.
I know. It has literally been like 7 days, and I'm going crazy.
Crazy. What does going crazy feel like for you?
Oh my gosh, like seriously, all I can think about is getting there to be with you the next time, every day.
Yeah, that's
it. And so literally climbing the walls of my office.
Mm-hmm. And soon you'll be here. And we've been talking about being together for 7 months and building a life together for 7 months. And now we're actually doing it. So how does it feel to be moving? I think it's like 2,000 miles
mm-hmm.
to be together. Does that feel crazy?
It does. It feels so surreal. But it's just a huge change, but one I'm totally thrilled to make. Like, I can't wait until we're in the same place. I'm excited for all the little moments, like our element in the morning, dinner after work, you know, all the things that we've missed with the distance that have been so hard. But like the normal things that you take for granted.
Yeah, I'm like, I just want normal life.
Like the basic things, like having one of your gluten-free muffins. Like, why can't I have one?
They're so good, actually. I think I'm going to go through this whole plate on my own by the end.
I think you are too.
They're so good. Okay. What is your favorite muffin, by the way, so I can learn how to make that?
You know what? I'm not even a muffin person. I only like the tops of muffins, and then I always throw away the bottom. I don't like that part. I like it to be like a little bit crispy. That's it. But okay.
You can eat all my muffin tops, baby.
You know, if you made it, I'd be like, this is so delicious. And I wouldn't say anything about it. And I'd eat the whole thing and just suffer through the bottom.
Suffer. Damn. Okay.
But I mean, if I had to have one, like if I just like pick up one, it depends, but like a good chocolate chip muffin cures that sweet tooth perfectly.
I like chocolate, but I like them in my banana nut muffins.
Mm-hmm. I love banana nut or like a carrot muffin. Yum. Which sounds really weird, but I love that.
No, I mean, carrots. Okay. It's not my favorite thing. No. Not for me.
It's okay.
Okay, what's your biggest fear about making such a big move and literally moving the world?
Well, I mean, leaving a whole entire family does it, right? Starting over in a new place, leaving my friends. Oh my gosh, like my friends I hold so close and so dear. And I can't even imagine not just being able to hang out whenever we want to. But I think it's good because it's putting me in a place of like, okay, we'll have these, like, maybe we'll do like Zoom nights and, you know, have a glass of wine and all talk and have those kind of fun things. So it's fine. And their fears are the same about that. And I'm like, don't worry, we'll actually probably talk a lot more than we do now. So
we'll like all go on trips together.
Yeah, we'll go on. Yeah, exactly. It'll be fun. Like they're already talking about like meeting in Nashville, stuff like that. So all the fun things. I think I'll just be super intentional about that. But I'm sad about leaving that and the kids, obviously. But I'll just find better ways of doing things.
I don't know. And I can never know what it's like to be a mom, even though your kids are like old enough to be out of the house, all that stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know what it would be like to leave kids. Like, I can't imagine. And I feel very loved and I appreciate this making.
And you and I have talked so much about this. Like, your encouragement through it has helped me view it as an opportunity for growth and everything too, you know, like just in my own growth and theirs, like the children. Of course, who aren't children, they're grown men, but gives, you know, we both know that they need this just as much as I do.
Yeah. Sure, it will be good because you're such a good mom and you're like, I know you're going to be the kind of future wifey for me that's always wanting to make me dinner and things, but I think that's lovely and I'm so excited for that, like spoiling, but I think like, it's different when it's your kids. Like they have to have those moments where they don't have someone to cook them dinner to live life on their own.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's good. They'll figure it out. Yeah. It'll be for good, for the best for everybody.
They will. I know they will.
Did you want me to ask you any questions?
Yeah, baby. Ask me anything.
Because you just asked me, but how does it feel for you to have me
to move?
Moving 2,000 miles? It's independent OCD woman like you.
I know.
What are we going to do with that flower dust?
Okay, the flower dust.
Yeah, you should tell the story.
Yeah. The other day when she was here, we were like cleaning something and I was like wiping the counter and she actually took her hand and just swooped the counter and flecked whatever was on the counter. I think it was crumbs. She says it was flour dust. We never baked, so there was no flour dust. She soaked it.
It was from the pizza.
Oh yeah, from the pizza.
Calling me out here.
And I was like, I'm OCD. We cannot sweep the flour dust or the crumbs on the ground.
You're making it sound so much better than it was. It was actually like, if I didn't leave the room, it was going to be a takedown. Like, you would have just like hosed me down in that moment.
I know, it was just funny because I was just like, did you really just like dust it on the ground? I'm like, okay, if you're listening, are you a crumb duster or are you a paper towel with some
windows? Invisible. It wasn't even visible. It was like invisible dust that wasn't even on the counter. It was on my hands, like from like whatever. And I just like, you know, you need to just like dust your hands because you've got something on it and you were not even happy about that.
I am OCD. And so back to your question, how have you been living with someone when you're OCD? Honestly, I don't know. I have not lived with someone in 3 years. So... That's crazy. I do know that we are the best communicators ever. So I'm not worried about anything being an issue ever. I'm just worried about my brain, my inner OCD parts.
Yeah, totally. But I think it's okay because I just have that personality that's just fine. Like, I'm pretty chill about most things.
Like, I'm so anal.
So it works because I'm like, I don't even care. Clean the counter 10,000 times, right? Also, I'll just watch you do it.
Also, yeah, you say that, but like, you're also really clean. Like, you are. Yeah, I think like we have a lot of the same habits, and I'm pretty sure within a month we will probably end up like hiring someone to help for like the bigger things. So like, yeah. I'm not
the deep clean.
The deep clean, yes.
The deep clean.
Any other OCD people out there having to figure out what you're going to do with your brain when you know your partner is literally perfect? That's what I'm thinking right now. Like, I'm going to have to get my brain under wraps. Because you're so lovely and so perfect and so organized in every possible way. I think there's no one like, okay, say I met you and you were as OCD as me, it's still
no,
because then it's just double OCD.
yeah
oh my god,
no, that wouldn't work. I think it works. It's a perfect combination because you like control and I'm in my let go of control era. I was your way for sure at your age, but now I'm just like, okay, I'll watch you. I tell you this all the time. I'll watch you spin your wheels. I'll watch you chase your tail. Like, if I do that, it doesn't affect me. I love it.
There's a girl right now on Instagram Live saying, hire me. As in, do you want to, like, you mean like to
like come? She wants to do our deep clean?
Doing our deep clean? Is that it? If that's true, and you live in Lafayette, Louisiana, DM
what me. Exactly are we hiring for?
Yes. What exactly are we hiring for?
Let's get this clear.
There's always something between the two of us that we're hiding.
Yeah, totally. It's true. Do you know how to do graphics?
Yes. I did just hire for that though. So let's. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I've got about 10. Oh my gosh, Sophie. We could just hire here online. I've got about 10 jobs that need to be filled.
Right, what are the jobs that need to be filled?
Oh my God, you know lots of things.
You don't have to say the specific company, but just, you know, what's the rule?
Yeah. Sales, brand managing, everything. It feels like I've got just a new thing to do every day that I try to do. We just talked about this where I just control doing everything, thinking that I can't delegate it to someone else because they probably can't do it just as much, but I've got my hands in way too many things right now.
Yeah.
And which is how I like it, but it'd be nice to slow down a bit.
I think that would be nice for both of us, except that I'm definitely not in my housewife era. I'm in my Build Queer Country Club era, which for everyone listening who doesn't know yet, the Queer Country Club is my lesbian dating platform. I have a platform that is honestly a relationship platform. It's only for monogamous lesbians like ourselves who are looking for our future wife. I'm talking to mine, but if you haven't met yours yet, I want to invite you to join. Today, babe, we got a message from a girl who is flying to meet a woman she met in Australia. So she's going from American to Australia, and they're so aligned. And so let's send good vibes to them right now.
So love it.
If we wouldn't have taken the risk to meet super long distance, we've been extremely long distance, we would have never ever made it here.
No, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how people meet generally, you know, and just to know that the people that are like, oh, I could never meet her and I'm not even looking. I mean, I wasn't even looking, and look, I found someone 2,000 feet away. I was gonna say, imagine 2,000 miles away. Like, I can't even, it's crazy how that even happened. But it's
totally not.
If it can happen to us, it can happen for anybody.
I think everyone has someone for them. And last night we had our live meetup, and it was just completely magical. There are women in the room who were in tech, women who are teachers, women who are totally willing to travel if the person they fell in love with couldn't move for their work. Like, they were willing to come to them, pretty much like you're coming to me, which is awesome. Thank you so much for coming all this way. Like, okay, you're packing right now? Never start.
I should be. You know how I do it. It's like the night before and just through. I get there. It always works out.
Okay, but this time you have a bit more to pack since you're actually moving.
Yeah, true. So I'll do it 2 days before.
You better start. Oh my God. Okay. What did you learn about our relationship in the 7 months of being long distance?
Well, I definitely learned how strong our connection is, like whether I ever questioned it, which I didn't, because even like from day one, I was like, I've got such an amazing connection with this girl, whether it worked out, because it didn't in the beginning. But I knew that. And then that was just kind of like the threshold of the connection that I held onto. Like, unless I have this connection, I'm not even, you know, going to proceed with anyone else. So what I learned with you in the last 7 months is like how strong that connection actually is. It wasn't just based on La La Land or like all the things that we created, that even with 2,000 miles between us, we found so many ways to stay close and to stay connected and to still desire each other and to surprise each other. And we also proved that we handled challenges really, really well, like through our trip in Europe, all the stuff. I mean, it was crazy.
Do you want to name the challenges? Because not everyone knows.
In Europe?
Sure.
Or where?
Just list them.
I don't even know. There were so many. Like, I mean, relationship people... I do believe now, I think the first things that people should do when they meet each other is travel and put up wallpaper.
Okay. Let's talk about the wallpaper.
Yeah. We'll talk about the wallpaper. We had such tests and like travel to Europe with two femme girls too, with like suitcases that we'd never had the right to do that.
We packed far too much.
Me trying to like do it all, carry it all and push it all over this cobblestone. Oh my God, it was crazy. Flying through Europe with that much luggage. No elevators in Europe with that much luggage.
Trying to just find a gas station in the middle of the countryside in Italy for me to pee in.
And you having to pee every 10 minutes in Europe. Yes, a whole other thing. There's so many. And then that hotel, the second time in Rome, the hotel. I mean, the room was amazing once we actually got the room that we paid for. But until then, I mean, I was, it was an experience for sure. But it was fun. And I realized that we mostly just laugh through everything and find the positives. And I love that about us. So that's what I've realized in the past 7 months is that you and I can go through all of the challenges and still just be like, that was so funny. And that was so much fun despite all the adversity that we had during that time. You know, like even the stuff that happened and your parents being in the accident and you having to leave and this us coming back and everything. I'm like, I only have super, super fond memories of that whole time. Yeah, like, I'm like, I was crazy about you then. Like, I loved what we were doing and I loved every moment and I loved even the hard times.
I was telling people how, like, when I was having panic attacks after getting the phone call about my parents' accident.
Yeah.
In Italy, like, we didn't have any, it was so stupid because it was a beautiful penthouse, but we had very little hot water. It was just like in Italy.
Mm. And yeah, it's just another, yeah.
You literally filled up kettles for me to have a bath.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. It was like the most loving, crazy, and also, that penthouse was huge. You had to walk like a freaking mile from the bathroom to the kitchen.
It was beautiful. And that night you were like also like, and it was like on the 8th floor too, on the very top. You'd like, nobody has the stamina to even get to the top of there, but you were convinced that someone was going to like break through the door. So you'd be like, you'd wake up and you'd be like, is the door locked? Maybe is the door locked? And I'm like, I locked it. You're like, could you check again? And I'm like, I'll check again. And I think I did that 7 times that night.
I had a psychotic break after getting that phone call.
Can you check? I'm like, yeah, I'll check. I don't think we slept for 48 hours, but it was fine. Still, again, one of my fondest memories.
You did not.
Yeah.
And then we parted ways. You tell me that you didn't know if we'd ever like see each other again, which is crazy to me because in my heart, I was so, so excited about continuing to get to know you, spending the rest of the summer with you. I was already feeling, so there was no way that we wouldn't not see
each other. Yeah, I think that's because I didn't know how you grieve, because this is the first, like, you've even said it, this is like what has been the hardest thing in your life. Right. Yeah. Like it was, you thought that your parents were dead, all this stuff. We were waiting for the call, even though everybody had said that they were okay. There was still no, you know, you hadn't heard a voice. We did, like you said, you didn't know that if people were just saying this to, so that you didn't flip out.
Yeah. And two people were dead.
Yeah. Killed. Yeah, exactly. So, I know that how I deal with grief, but I don't know that about you. So I didn't know what to expect. And you were so broken up through it. And I think in my history, in my past of like dealing with grief, I've pulled away from people people that loved me when I was grieving, because I'm like, no, I don't want to burden you. I don't want to put my grief onto you, all those things. So I would pull away and not let the people who loved me come close to me. So I think I projected that onto you with your grief. And I was just like, I don't know, like just with the distance, with everything that had happened and everything, I'm like, I don't know that I'll see her again. So I didn't know that. We parted ways and I didn't know that.
I remember going back to the, I guess right out, like I walked in to go into the airplane and I'd already kissed you bye, but I remember like backing up again just to go see you one more time and wave.
Yeah. You had already gone through the ticketing thing, like checking out, and that was so sweet.
It makes me so happy because I never have to tell you bye like that again ever.
Yeah.
Like 12 days.
That was sweet. That was so sweet.
And so
I loved it. Anyways, it didn't take long. I think I came to, no, we, when was the next, did I come to Louisiana like 2 weeks later? And then we went to Rome again, like 2 weeks after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it didn't take long.
Excuse me. You know what I have to do to get this nostril to blow through? I've got to get it up. So yeah, it's so bad. I can like only pray that, God, I have lipstick all over my Kleenex now. I can only pray that if I do a nose surgery, it actually fixes it this time, dear God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what was that question?
I learned about
our relationship. Okay. What have you learned about our relationship?
Oh, it's
during these 7 months.
There's so much, but I think from being with you, compared to any relationship, I've learned that if I actually just pause and self-reflect, there's never a reason to actually get upset or be defensive. Because at the end of the day, we're always going to like respect each other's feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, and that took me time to figure out because no one really has in the past. So I've developed this armor that's like, oh, if I think you're not going to agree with me, I'll like start planning for it. Like, and then,
I know.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yes.
Where I'm like, wait a minute. That's not where I'm headed.
Yes. And like, there's never a reason to be defensive because we'll always go back to really caring. Like I've learned, like if I say like calmly, like, hey, I do really care about this. Like that's all it ever takes for you to see my perspective and for me to see your perspective. And that's so interesting that it's something that simple, but I never was able to do that with anybody else.
No, me neither. We've been really good at coming at differences with understanding the way the other person needs to resolve the conflict. Like I talk to you how I know you like to be talked to, and I know that you do the same to me. You know that I'm not coming at you with the way I do things. I'm like, this is what she needs. This is how she resolves conflict. So let's do it this way. And I know that you do too. And I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you notice it. I think it's just like, it's not even more work when you realize, hey, your partner just needs to hear this thing to feel like, oh, you're not going anywhere. Oh, you feel heard. If you can learn what your partner needs to hear, then you say that before you say anything else that has to do with the conflict.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it's actually much easier. I think I told you the other day, I'm like, this is the easiest it's ever been. When you, like, if that's what you need, easy, I can do that, right? I think once we know how the other person resolves conflict, how the other person reacts to things, we've got this set of tools that we never had. I'm like, this is great. You just tell me what you need instead of me having to figure it out. I love that.
But I think that's where I think most people aren't self-aware to be able to communicate what they need or what they're even afraid of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if they're not self-aware, they're scared to be vulnerable. And I love that about us. So we've been okay to be super, super vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I know I needed that to be able to be with someone 100%. So I've always, like, I've been with people and never gave them 100% of myself. And obviously that hasn't worked.
Well,
so
I'm glad it didn't work in the past because now I get so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are you most excited about living together, about our new home?
Okay, real quick, I need to tell you about Wisp, an online healthcare service that is for the girls, gays, theys, and me. In fact, for 3 years, they have been a part of my daily regimen. I know many of you listening long to create beautiful women-loving women relationships. And that, my dears, begins with excellent kitty care. Like, no offense, I don't know about you, but I personally don't want to be at a kitty cat cafe, if you know what I mean, that doesn't provide the freshest dessert for me to lick. So do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and keep your kitty cat cafe fresh. With Wisp, everything from the consult to receiving meds is done from the comfort of your phone, and the company is proud of being inclusive, cost-effective, and accessible for everyone. Wisp believes that you know your body better than anyone else, which means no more urgent care visits for issues such as UTIs, yeast infections, or STI treatment. You can save so much time not going to in-person appointments or waiting in line at pharmacies. The free shipping will save you so much time. Or same-day pharmacy pickup can have you feeling better faster. Before Wisp, I was prone to getting BV, but my kitty pH balance stays perfect. Chef's kiss now that I am on a consistent probiotic regimen. Ladies, this is so important. Personally, I subscribe monthly to Wisp Probiotics, Sexy Time Lube, and OMG Cream. It's like female Viagra. I also get D-mannose and boric acid vaginal suppositories as needed, so I'm prepared if something starts to fill off down there. Also, if you're about to meet a new partner from my lesbian dating platform, you definitely want to be tested before sleeping with someone new. You can order discreet online testing from your bed before you jump into bed. Go to the link in the show notes to learn more, or go to HelloWisp.com and use my code Sophia for 15% off. That's code Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, for 15% off all your kitty needs. You're welcome. Okay, back to the show.
I'm excited to like create a space that feels like us, like where it's not just mine and it's not just yours and all that stuff that we've kind of collaborated together to have a space that we love. I can't wait to like cook for you in the kitchen, decorate together.
Me too.
And just make it such a place where we feel so happy and peaceful. Yeah. I always envision, like I tell you this all the time, like I just like turning a corner and seeing you there, like the basics. That's what I'm excited about for a new home, is just seeing you in every angle.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm most excited to be able to curl up on the couch with you at any
time. I can't wait for that.
And we have this really, really, really pretty couch that's coming in. Did you finalize the pick or not yet?
There's just some details, but I'll tell you that thing. But yes, it's pretty much finalized. I'm just waiting to find out if they've got it, the angle that we need at the right or the left facing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been looking for couches for like 2 months now. So.
Oh my gosh. I feel like that's all I spend my day on is furniture now.
It really is. Cause I don't want to make the decisions. Like I just am like, no, you do it.
You know, you've been no help.
Like I just know just, what I
I'll do whatever
like.
You like.
Yeah, I just know what I don't like.
And I take my decorating really seriously. So this isn't just putting a home together. This is serious. Like anyone who knows me knows that this is serious.
You're going to hire.
Home design and fashion and anything is like my thing.
Yeah, your fashion sense is 20 out of 10.
Thank you.
But you said yesterday that we might hire a designer, so.
Yeah. Because I'm having a hard time finding any furniture in your area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got like two good places to look for furniture and that's it. There's one more place that everyone's telling me to take you to. And I think it's called Alboreto's or something like that here. So we've got to let me come on. Let's go to social, have brunch, and then go there.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Perfect date.
Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
what else?
Ooh, what else? Decorating this wallpaper behind me. Yeah. What was it like putting that up, babe? Was it a bonding?
Oh my God.
There are deaths in the lifetime.
There are definitely moments where I questioned our decision to do it ourselves.
But we had to, because it was.
And questioned why. Yeah. And then also halfway through questioned why wallpaper was ever even invented. This is crazy. We're just custom paint. Maybe we'll just custom paint rainbows on your wall.
I thought about that.
That's kind of fun.
So the company is called Love Versus Design, and highly recommend. Their customer service has been amazing throughout this process, because I really effed up the wall. See, I take full responsibility for effing up the wall, baby.
I don't know. We were pretty amazing at doing it. I think it's a combination of like whoever invented peel and stick wallpaper.
Yeah.
They should be fired.
So this company has like three different kinds you can get, like the cheapest peel and stick, the traditional wallpaper. I forgot what that's actually called. I don't know. And then also like the textured peel and stick wallpaper. And if you guys are watching on Instagram Live, you can see I custom ordered this with my brand red being at the top of the rainbow, having a little bit darker of a red in the background that goes with my skin tone. And then having like all these different deeper toned oranges, greens, blues, all the colors of the rainbow, but like my own custom colors chosen and then printed. And it was not cheap. And then we tried to put it up and the ceilings are pretty high in here for just being office. And it required a ladder. It required all kinds of glue. We got a comment from Harvey's of Newberry that says, the fact you haven't broken up over putting up the wallpaper.
I know.
It was
great. We didn't. It was so good. We were just talking about that last night. You remember when like I was cutting the bottom part and it just cut like a straight line through the like the a whole chunk of the wallpaper was cut out. And you were like, oh baby, that's okay. You know, because I'm like, oops. You were like, it's okay, we'll just do this. And you like totally rigged something under it that looked so janky. But we were just
like, it's okay, baby.
I could tell that you wanted, because you're so OCD. So in that moment, I knew that you were just dying inside, but you didn't want to be like, how could you do that? You ruined my wallpaper.
Because I love
you. You were so sweet. Yeah. So we were like, I mean, we were so good at it. We laughed at our mistakes. We cheered when we got it right. Like so many times we're like, oh my God, this, we're so good. This is amazing. And like, oh my gosh. Remember like my arms were going to fall off. Your neck was falling off.
Truly putting up wallpaper. If you're going to do it yourself, don't expect to save money because you're going to spend a lot of money on a massage after probably like three. So anyway, this company thankfully sent me another piece of it, like all custom again, but it's like a reprint that is of just traditional wallpaper. And then we're going to hire someone to come put it up. So there's that.
I don't even want to know what the wall looks like under that though. We were like, we went and bought glue and I'm just taking.
It's gonna be rough when we take that down. We're just gonna laugh about it. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
We're gonna have to laugh.
I'm gonna call wallpaper girl. If you guys know people who do wallpaper in Lafayette, Louisiana, tag them. But I think I have a
save us.
Save us. Save our whole relationship. Thank you. Oh God.
Oh my God. We also mounted like 1,000-pound TV together. 10 feet up in the air.
Yes. That was really challenging too. Also because we didn't know how to get the electricity to get to where we needed it to be behind the TV. Like it was a complex situation.
Yeah.
Two fans.
You did so good. Not even one argument. Not even one impatient moment, actually. We were so good.
No, not at all.
Those kind of things just remind me how connected we are and how patient I truly am.
No.
And you are too. Your patience, like I think as long as I'm patient, you follow suit. I can tell.
Yes.
You know, like, because so many times I've said to you, like whenever we've like gotten a disagreement or something, I'm like, just please be patient with me. And then you just soften in that moment. And you're like, you're right. Because you're so patient with me. So I will be patient with you because you recognize how much grace I give.
Yeah.
So when I ask for patience, you're so kind in giving it to me.
But that's, it goes the other way too. Look, if I say, hey, give me grace for this thing, like I've been through this thing. So it makes me like I get these fears or whatever. You always step back and really appreciate and give me that space. What's it like being behind the scenes and not showing your face on social media? Because everyone's like, why isn't your girlfriend show her face on social media? When are we going to get to see?
Right. Well, we chose that from day one. So that's just kind of how it has been. But it's an introvert's dream to have it this way. Where it's like, I love getting to see you do your work, for sure. Because in my job and in my life, I'm so cerebral. Like, everything, as you know, is just all, like, is just from my brain. My creative side, I love my creative side. And I think that that comes out in like, my fashion or home design or things like that. Music, stuff like that. But with work, I'm so cerebral and I just have to be kind of like always on with my brain and like make the right move that way. So I love to see how you work and how creative you are. And I think staying mysterious adds a little bit of pressure still, in the sense of like, it's got to, you know, it still has to be a certain way. There's still a brand for you and all that stuff, but it's exciting to be a part of it, for sure. And my friend, I think I told you, and she said the other, a few weeks ago, it was so sweet. She said that she loves watching your socials, because then she knows all the things that I'm up to. And she's like, and she always says, you would never, ever do this for anyone. And so she loved it. And she said that she can tell that I like being a part of it. And so I always think that that's so sweet. I think that the people who know me best, that they know that they're like, oh my gosh, you can't even, you know, put a, like, so your listeners know I'm not even public, like, on my own stuff. I don't
even post anywhere. Facebook and shit. Like, you don't.
No, yeah, there's no posts anywhere. And friends know that too. Like, most of my friends aren't even posters. Nobody, they'll like post a picture of like their dog or something like that, but never, you know, not selfie people, not anything like that. It must be a generational thing, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but, we are 17 years apart.
Yeah. But they definitely know most that I don't do that. So I think it's fun for them to see the things that I'm a part of. Definitely a part of. That's fun for them.
It's like a little mysterious. So, it's funny because you're the one who suggested recording a podcast with me today. It wasn't even my idea. I think you're starting to
laugh. I'll always come through when you need me.
So sweet. Yeah, I've had podcast guests scheduled, and then lately I've been getting some cancellations. I think it's just a holiday thing too. But it's so sweet because I literally message you. You're running your business, and in the middle of the day, you're like, it's okay, I'll take the guest spot, I'll come and go live with you. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, what? So incredible.
Because I know how important it is to you that when someone does cancel, it kind of like changes. I know what you do to prepare to get these things done.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't just a wing it thing. You really do prepare. You, everything that you do, you put 1,000% into doing it. So I know that. And I know how your brain works, and you've got a planned schedule.
I do. I've got always some hour by hour, baby.
Yeah. It's legit.
Okay, we've got a question from someone for you. Okay, Maria, can you complete the question? Because all I see so far is the question for your girlfriend, Sophia. What do you think helped? Okay, she's driving. Don't text and drive, girl. Send in the question, pull over. After you pull over, we'll wait for you. I definitely want to hear your question. She will ask. I will ask her. Sorry, I'm like, what do I say right now?
We answer everything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we do answer everything. It's so weird because it's, I think with you being a mystery, it's so interesting because we're a complete open book, yet there are things that are just for us. And like, it's not a lot of things, but there are things that are just for us. And like, no one will ever see certain things. I think people don't get to see like certain sides of us. Like, it seems very playful and whatnot, but there are, like, we do life and business together, even though we don't work with each other. Mm-hmm. We're very much like mastermind alliance, as
totally. Probably 60% of our conversation is about business and strategy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is so different for me, but it's so fun. Which, by the way, guys, I am opening up the Profitable Personal Brand Coaching Program to 3 more clients, only for a short term. And this may be the last time I ever offer it, because the lesbian dating platform Queer Country Club has taken off so much. But I've got spaces through, as of now, April, that we have 3 spots open. If you've wanted to build your brand, if you've thought about working with me, this is potentially the last time I open the doors to this program. And you can just send me the keyword strategy and I'll be happy to talk with you. If that conversation goes well, my right-hand girl will actually interview you to see if we're a great fit and see if what your goals are for your business actually makes sense to work with me and if I can actually really help you. And then you'd be a part of an incredible queer community. About 90% of my clients for social media strategy and business are lesbians. It's a great place to be. So if that sounds like something you've been interested in, you've been wanting to do something different in your life, and you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes, you want to do better in 2025 with your business and your brand online, DM me strategy. Okay, still waiting on our friends' questions here. Hey, Anne-Marie, how are you? I miss you. Can you believe it? 12 days. I don't have to even like look at you on a camera.
I know, but I'm going to miss those days too.
I know. It'll be like nostalgia.
I'm going to miss missing you.
You said that yesterday and then you were like, no, while you go poop.
I do. You're gone for so long that it feels like a long distance relationship.
Baby. Call me. Okay. Maria says, what does she think helped her to be here with you? Like being here, living with me, and it's not so out of her box.
Oh, it's all out of my box for sure. I'm coming from a city, a walkable city, a place that, like, you don't even need to drive if you don't want to. Every convenience is so close by. There's furniture stores, lots of them. Things to go there to, like Lafayette, Louisiana, you know, is, I tell her this all the time because she's like, why do you want to do that? And I'm like, well, I don't want to, but I want to be wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And that's all that matters. And we'll figure out the rest. I love it there because I love you. That's why.
I think you genuinely like the area I live, though. Like, you can hang.
Yes. Yeah, I do. If you made me live anywhere outside of that area, you'd be coming here. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, I can live in that area. That area, I love.
Okay. Yeah, because my area is a little bit walkable. And,
yeah, exactly.
The neighborhood.
We can walk in heels to dinner.
You
wanted to.
You'll have to pull me in a red wagon if I wear heels.
You know I would.
You would. Or for my birthday, I want a golf cart. So
yes, I know.
What color is it going to be?
You said you want a red one.
I think red, but then I also think pink would be cute. Like, there comes the lesbians and their pink golf cart.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. This is where our personalities are so different. You're like wanting to, that's where, yeah, that's exactly where you're like wanting to be seen, wanting all that stuff. And then there's me. That's what I said to you last night. Isn't it so funny that we're so alike and we're so connected in so many ways, but like, I could never do your job and you could never do mine.
Never. Because
your job requires this like extrovert stuff and your life actually does. What people see here is who you are on those streets too.
I don't know. I think I can be a more subdued version on the streets, baby.
Yeah, you can, thank God. In the times that you need to be, you are. But you're still an extrovert.
She said, I'm an introvert. Thank God. Okay. Nita says, well, it seems you're nowhere near this. We'd still love to know. Have you discussed the topic of bed death? Oh, okay. Lesbian bed death, especially when living together. And how will you navigate it? Oh, that's a really good question. We have talked about this.
Yeah, we have, for sure.
You want to go first?
No, I think we've both have said, I mean, I've been out for almost 30 years now. And I've been in relationships. I lived with many people. So I'm aware of how this can happen. And I'm aware of my part in it, in the relationships that I've been in, where I've just like let life get in the way, or children. I mean, once you have children, forget it, right? There's no sex. It's just not happening.
Babe.
Yeah, life, business, children, all those things. So I recognize that my part has been like not putting in the effort when my partner was trying to, and not picking up the cues and just choosing myself. And we have talked about this, where we're just like, no, this is a priority. Like, and if it feels like it's getting too routine, or it's getting that, like, I'm committed to doing the things to make it like spicy, or do whatever. Like,
I might, you know, I think, try anything twice if it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're really good at that. You're really good at that.
Thanks, baby. I'm like very open to always, like, once a year doing like some sort of intimacy retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just to go deeper, even if we don't think we need it, like, it would be fun to like just go deeper in different ways and pick different themes. Beyond that, I think it's so important. Like, we're talking about work-life balance and like, okay, after a certain time, I know we're both really passionate about our work, so I'm sure those conversations will still come up, but just less strategizing conversations after a certain time of day, and just making goals for us that don't have to do with our business goals, because we're both so driven.
We've talked about that, and like ensuring that the bedroom and the bed is meant for conversations about the bed, right? Like, let's not go to bed and have disagreements. Let's not go to bed and talk about business either. Like, I mean, some of the things, because when we do, it turns us both on.
Only whenever we're talking about that.
Give me a good contract. Yeah.
What? Contract?
Yeah. Let's talk about a contract.
In bed?
I think.
Talk about this after. I'm confused.
Yeah.
But
keeping the bedroom talk to bedroom talk.
Yeah.
Keeping things out of the bedroom that don't belong in the bedroom. Stuff like that. But I think definitely, and I think, you know, we've got a whole other layer here. We have that lesbian bed death thing, but also an age gap relationship of 17 years where you're 32 and, you know, just gearing into like your sexual stage and all that stuff, and someone who is older like me is like, okay, we've been there, done that, it's you can slow down in that era, but of course, you know, that is not a problem of mine.
No.
Sometimes I actually think it's switched around. I'm like 32 and you're 49.
Sometimes, because depending on how I feel, but I have been healthier lately, which is so good.
Yeah, you've been good. But yeah, I think that's not going to be a problem. I think that we're both so self-aware that we recognize that. And I do recognize that even if I'm not in the mood, but you are, that I'm still participating.
Yeah, same. And I also know that it takes like 2 seconds for you to get me in the mood. Yeah. Even if I'm not. Half a second. Okay, half a second. Good question, Nina. So good. Harvey says, I've always dated women opposite to me. I agree. It's more fun that way. I think that's what we're talking about, how I'm like the
introvert and extrovert. Yeah.
And Nita said no TV in bed. So I always thought this, except that like, I enjoy cuddling with you and watching a movie, which always turns into you giving me a massage while we watch a movie, which always pause the movie.
It's just touching. It's just touching. Just it's called cuddling.
It's not though.
I can't help that it turns you on.
So yeah, I don't mind the TV in bed because it doesn't stop us ever. Thank y'all for the questions.
We've legit had our best sex while there's a movie on.
Yeah, we never got through Pretty Woman. We still have to finish
that. No, we've never got through any of them. That's the thing. But I've never had a TV in my bedroom. This is you're the first person that I've been with that does. So I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll see.
I even imagine we wouldn't even put it on sometimes. And I'd be like, read to me, daddy.
Yeah. With an accent.
Yes. Daddy, read to me.
Yeah.
With you?
Oh my gosh, I'm getting turned on.
She does everything on command, guys. Everything.
That's not true.
But as would I. As would I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Okay, well, next time
this is coming to an end.
Yeah, it's going to be in real life. Because you're moving here. Oh, my God.
Fun. I'm all shy.
Why are you all shy?
I don't know.
I love you so much. Thank you for doing this with me, as always.
You're welcome.
You're a good sport.
It's fun. Now I've got to get back to work.
Okay, daddy. Go make all that money.
Okay, I love you.
I got to, too. I got to go get new awarded in Queer Country Club. And like I said, today we had someone from Australia meet someone in America. They're already meeting. I got to go see what else is happening in there. If you are listening to the podcast and you don't have your future wife, join the Queer Country Club, my lesbian dating platform. I like to joke and say it's not a dating platform. It's a relationship platform because we only accept monogamous women who are truly looking for their life partner. If that's you, you can learn more about the Queer Country Club by going to queercountryclub.com or by sending me a message and just asking whatever question you have about it or DMing me dating and we'll talk about it. I want to know what you're looking for in a woman. The Queer Country Club is so different because it's not a swiping dating app. It is a community based on values. We offer AI matching with a virtual matchmaker, Sapphic Sophie. It's incredible. She will take all of your preferences and match you with the most ideal match inside of our community. And it's not a free platform. This is not a free dating app that you're going to swipe 1,000 times and never find someone that you actually are interested in. I've taken cream of the crop lesbians from around the world, put them all in one space where you get AI matching, live virtual events where you get to meet women online face to face, and of course, value-based community where you get to know each other and start authentic conversations. I look forward to seeing you inside. If you're an extraordinary lesbian, go to queercountryclub.com and meet your future wife so you can get a little Sapphic cottage and move in with your future wife when you call, just like we're about to do. Oh my God. Your little shy smile. I can't. You realize they cannot hear your shy smile.
Oh my God. Say goodbye.
I love you.
I love you. Bye, baby.
Oh, the people. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.
As queer women, that's women with an X, because of course we are inclusive here. As I was saying, as queer women, we haven't always been lifted up or celebrated. We have often felt left out and put down in places that historically haven't welcomed us. In fact, we have been conditioned by society to be grateful for mere tolerance. My resilient LGBTQ+IA community, I am talking to you. I'll bet you've recognized the spark that God put in your heart. Your unique calling to impact the world in only a way that you can. A business idea, a brand to build, a coaching program to start, the art to create, the song to sing, the book to write, that relationship you long to build. But that little light inside your soul has often been blown out by the people around you, leaving you conditioned to play small and not step into your full potential. You are not alone, and it's never too late to truly live your most authentic dream life. I would know. I came out late in life, nearly 30, A couple years ago, after being bullied for months inside a country club, right outside of my weights class, I was assaulted by a bigoted woman who couldn't stand my queerness. She physically pushed me, so I had a meeting with management. I told them I didn't feel safe. I brought forth evidence, and guess what? They did nothing. Sadly, this is normal. But in order to create change, we have to be brave enough to be the change ourselves. So I did a thing. I started my own virtual country club for queer women, a safe place for us to create meaningful connections and grow. So if you're looking for a love connection, networking opportunities, or coaching to live your best freedom life, you want to apply to be a part of our incredible community of purpose-driven, passionate queer women. Join Queer Women Rising, the online queer country club for growth-minded women ready to level up in life and love. To apply, DM me the word rising on Instagram at Sophia Spellino or chat me the word rising on sophiaspellino.com. Now, beyond hosting Queer Women Rising, I am a personal brand coach and social media strategist. If you give me a moment to tell you about what I do, I can share how I can help you, just like I've helped many clients before get famous online and make more money. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, ready to scale your business for real, or you're just getting started building your dream brand from scratch, and if you're ready to build your own profitable personal brand, I can show you how in 6 months or less. But why should you take my word for it? Well, I've spent over 10 years in the social media marketing industry, amassing over 400,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purpose-driven, profitable personal brands. Yeah, I have the social media and sales process strategies that can help you finally make the money you deserve. Because I want to help you build your dream business that gives you time, freedom, and makes real money. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from less than 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, my proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck, hitting a plateau in your business that once had consistent revenue, and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, I invite you to book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am extremely selective and this coaching program is not for everyone, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed queer women and allies inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and love listening to Queer Women Rising, please leave me a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, when you're called to do something greater in life, love, or business, you will be uncomfortable until you move. So get up and go get what you want. Let's rise. Let's rise.